This is the Stinking Truth.
You got Atlanta, who just won that impressive game. And I know you were very high on Atlanta going into this season with the idea they could be a potential dark horse NFC championship team. Did that performance against Philly kind of justify how you were feeling? And now with a chance to play Kansas City, I mean, you want to announce your presence to the rest of the NFL? Right. Back-to-back weeks, you can't get a better opportunity if you're the Falcons.
Yeah, back-to-back weeks in primetime. And Kirk Cousins gets one win, and he was brilliant in that last drive. Some of that probably, you know, the Fangio effect of playing prevent defense. But, hey, you take them any way you can get them. And then I think the other thing is I think the way they are built, they're not built to sit back and pass pro 40 times a game. Pretty much nobody is, but they certainly aren't. But, man, they can come off the rock. And they can come off the rock and get yardage. And there's a great combination with Bijan Robinson, one, and Tyler Allgeier, two. And I think they just need to lean into that as much as possible, take that pressure off Kirk, as he's still, let's face it, he's still recovering from that Achilles. So, I think it's a really big thing. And, you know, I'm telling you, last year, I thought they were a QB and a pass rusher away from being really, really good, a QB away from winning 10 or 11 games, and added a pass rusher, and then went out and got Judon, which is a big pickup for them. Grady Jarrett is back healthy. That's a big pickup for them, you know, a big addition, because he went out with an ACL last year. And Kirk Cousins definitely made a step. Like all the quarterbacks who were injured last year that didn't play well in week one, Joe Burrow had the wrist. You saw him on the sideline doing this thing. It was, you know, it was Danny Dimes, who didn't really play well week one. He played much better week two. It was Kirk Cousins didn't play well week one. Played much better week two. Like all those guys made significant strides. If Kirk Cousins plays better again in week three, then I think Atlanta becomes, you know, somebody that we talk about.
Hey, a couple of quick quarterback notes here before we get to our moneymaker picks. Did Carolina give up or bench Bryce Young too quickly?
No. You know, I said, like, LeBron James, hey, young king, you know, keep your head up. Like, it's not your fault. At what point is it his fault? Mm-hmm. At what point can a guy just not play? And I realized that Carolina wasn't, you know, I mean – last year, they gave up a lot of sacks, and he got hit a lot, and they didn't have a lot of weapons, and I get that. But, you know, you've got Dave Canales, who they hired, right, who's, you know, who's been the last two seasons, has been the quarterback whisperer, right? I mean, he was the quarterback coach at Seattle when Geno Smith went from journeyman to Pro Bowl player and one of the most efficient quarterbacks in football in year one under Dave Canales. And then last year he goes over, takes over Tampa's offense and whispers Baker Mayfield from fourth team, first overall pick bust to, you know, a new $100 million contract, right? So you got the guy that's done it back-to-back years with two different quarterbacks, and he comes in, and after 2 weeks he says, hey, man, pull the plug. I mean, he's skinny, I call his first game, the very first throw of the game. It was like the very first throw of the game was directly to a New Orleans Saint, to where you looked at it, you know, in the booth. I'm looking at Chris Myers going, like, are you sure he's right-handed? Like, it's that bad a throw, right? I like, you know, is he blindfolded? What happened there? No pressure. Just here you go, New Orleans. And then he's coming off the sideline like, I screwed that one up. At some point, he's got to be responsible for something.
Yeah. Finally, Jordan Love is making a very quick comeback from that sprained knee, so much so that there's some talk that he might be able to play this weekend against Tennessee. Would you play him?
No, because I don't want to irritate it and then all of a sudden have to put him on IR. They didn't put him on IR. Which means they think they've got a chance to get him back, which is great. That's awesome. But, you know, again, I would say for Jordan Love is let's calm down. Plus, you don't want to deny America the return of Malik to Tennessee.
Oh, what right? a storyline. What a storyline.
Oh, my gosh, right? I mean, that kid was he's a hard charger. Yeah. They got drafted there, and they just, you know, they just put him in a turnstile and whipped him back out the organization.
Coming back now, to make him pay. He's going to make him pay.
So you don't want to deny the comeback.
Yeah, the comeback.
To Tennessee. So, no, I just think that for Jordan Love, this is another game that's a winnable game, like they did last week where they just ran the snot out of the ball. So, you know, I would say that I would err on the side of caution with the guy I just spent, you know, a couple $100 million on.
Ready for your moneymaker picks? You went 2-1 last week.
Yes, I did.
I went 1-2. So already that sneaky tie, that push that you got in week one is the difference. You are 3-2-1, and I am 3-3. So
yeah,
and you get to go first.
All right. Here's where I'm going right now. I think the Giants are a better football team than people give them credit for. And I know that everybody is down on Daniel Jones, down on the Giants, but I think sneaky Giants, 6.5-point underdogs, I think they cover that, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants find a way to get a win.
Wow.
Crazy, but they'll cover that. I'll take Giants in the 6.5. I think the Seahawks are a good football team. I think they go out and dominate. They're a 4.5-point favorite, so I'll take the Seahawks -4.5. And then the Raiders, I will also take the Raiders because you guys know I can't take my eyes off of Max Crosby, really good, Devontae Adams, really good, and Brock Bowers' ass. Like, those are the three things that I know for a fact. It's like these are the three things I know, that drunk people tell the truth, you can always count on the running game, and yoga pants don't lie. And I want to see Brock Bowers in yoga pants because that ain't going to lie. Tell you that right now.
I pray you get a Raider game this year. I pray you get a Raider game. Very quickly, I'm going to go with I got some kind of tough picks, but I got Baltimore going into Dallas. I got Baltimore -1. So I don't see Baltimore going 0-3. I just don't. I just can't see them going 0-3.
Like,
so I'm going to take Baltimore -1 at Dallas. The Rams are so banged up. San Francisco coming off a loss. I think San Francisco gets healthy, and the Rams are probably looking at maybe just pull the plug, tank the season, start rebuilding. So I'm going to take San Francisco. Big number on the road, but I'm going to take San Francisco -7.5 over the Rams. And then I'm going to take Jacksonville. I don't know if they're going to win, but their season's kind of hanging in the balance as well. They're 0-2. They're going to Buffalo. I'm still not completely sold on the Bills. I'm going to take Jacksonville +5.5.
All right. There you have it right there. So that sounds like a 1-2 for you again, and a 3-0 for me.
Sure.
Somewhere in there. So
well, I hope Greg Olsen's on your plane.
I was going to tell you. You said it, Greg Olsen's sitting in first class as I wander back to seat 9E. You know, hi, Greg, how you doing? Oh, here I go, back to the back of the plane. What are you doing on this? I got the Arizona Detroit game. What are you doing? Oh, I just go to Arizona to see some friends of mine. Oh, you hot snot.
Well, have a great trip and have a great game, because I'm happy for you. That's going to be a good game. And then you got to travel all the way back across the country, back to New York to do FS1 breakfast ball at 8 a.m. on Monday. So
I've got a red eye. So I land at like 5:40, roll right to studio.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to.
My hair might be all disheveled.
You're going to be great for our radio show. Two hours after that. That's going to be awesome. Awesome radio. Awesome.
You will have bunchy stink, that's for sure.
That's the best stink.
All right. I'll talk to you later, buddy. Have a great weekend, man.
You too.